Good evening. Sorry for the slight delay. Please join me with the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Terura, Aleph Bet Gimel, Yud Tav Tzadin. The sequence of 506, the sequence with the gematria of 506, the same gematria as Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love, love for no reason. A great way to start the creative process. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. Two Hebrew words, Kra Satan. Tear up Satan. Tear up the negative force. The same Hebrew letters can be rearranged, permuted to spell two other words, Sha'ar Katan, small gates, and serve as a reminder, a hint, to put guards on the gates in our own bodies, the gates of the eyes, the gates of the ears, the gates of the nose and the mouth, the gates that is the entry points for the negative side. Na gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Dalet has a gematria of 57, which is the same gematria and letters as the word Zan. Zan means sustenance, parnasah. Everything that we lack is available through the sequence of letters. Yud Kaf Shin is a sequence that we use to take back the energy we've given away to the other side, to the negative side, through our mistakes. Barhem Taharem Rachame Sidkatcha Ta. Tamid gamlem betet resh tzari taf gimel chasin kadosh berov tuvcha nael hadatecha chet kuf bet tet nun ayin. The two letters of the month of Tishrei, the letters are the pei, which created the planet Venus Noga in Hebrew, and the Lamed that created the constellation Mosnaim, the scales, the astrological sign of Libra, and also the month of Tishrei. Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zochre Kedushatecha. Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf, a sequence that we utilize to help speed the spreading of the Kabbalah, the wisdom of the Kabbalah, in this, the sixth millennium. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Ta'alumot, Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yud Taf. The last four letters of this sequence, Vav, Yud Tzadi Taf, has the same gematria as the first phrase, the letters of the first verse, 506, and has the same connection to Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. The creative process starts with love and can only finish with love. Everything else becomes an illusion. Everything else has a wasted effort in a sense, although none of the energy we ever expend is wasted. It's just part of the process. Our process can be short, or our process can be long. It starts in the beginning, in a beginning. But there's two ends. There's an end on the left and an end on the right. The choice is ours. Havat Hinam, unconditional love, in my opinion, is the better choice to end. And the last verse we say in a whisper that we refer to as being silent. I remind you, starting Motzi Shabbat, that the verse changes. It goes from the fifth verse to the third verse. During the month of Cheshvan, the Anabakoach's verse is the third verse. There are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, Sunday and Monday. They are actually two of the most powerful non-holiday days that ever come in a year. They're right up there with the holiday of love called Tu B'Av that we don't really practice or celebrate as a holiday, but it is. The energy is so intense that day. And it's the same idea for Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. The ability to take control through the saying of the Anah B'Koach and meditating on the letters during the days of Rosh Chodesh, the letters of the Dalet that created the planet Mars, and the Nun that creates the constellation Akrav, Scorpio. We learn a lot from this constellation Scorpio. Akrav is spelled Ayin, Kuf, Resh, Bet. The Zohar constantly teaches us to permute the letters. When we look at the Akrav, which is the only animal whose mother will eat its children, not out of joy, not out of approach, but because they lose contact with the light when they go into crisis. And this applies to the human being as well. The human being born in the month of Scorpio, the human being who has the month of Scorpio in their chart, they will have a tendency to go into crisis. And when they're in crisis, they can't eat their children. When they go into crisis, only thing that brings them out is love. The two letters for the month of Scorpio spell the word Din. The word Din means judgment. Most of us run from judgment. But truly, judgment is a good thing. Judgment is an evaluation. You did good, you get good. You didn't do so good, you don't get so good. All it is an evaluation, a balancing of the scales, a measuring of the scales. The work we did in Tishrei throughout the Hagim, the spiritual growth, the maturation, starts to be revealed during the month of Cheshvan. Cheshvan is referred to as Mar Cheshvan. Mar means bitter, Mem Resh. One of the explanations for why is that there's no holidays in the month of Cheshvan. But Cheshvan actually has two holidays. One is on the 17th of Cheshvan, the day the flood started. It actually wasn't a flood on the 17th, it was rain. And rain is good. And the other holiday is the death anniversary of Rachel Imenu, Rachel our mother, the mother of Joseph and Benjamin, two of the tribes of Israel. Well, actually three of the tribes of Israel, because Joseph had two sons that were elevated to be the status of Jacob's children. That is also the understanding of how the firstborn receives double portions of inheritance. These are things that people don't think about. But Joseph, while not the firstborn in the sense that Reuben was the first child that came from Leah, but Joseph was the firstborn in the context of the consciousness that Jacob had during his zivug with Leah. He was thinking he was sleeping with Rachel. And so that soul was held aside until the physical zivug could take place in an appropriate way. And that child was Joseph. Joseph was Jacob's firstborn in his consciousness. And therefore, Joseph needed to receive a double portion of inheritance. And that's what the two tribes, Ephraim and Manasseh, represent, among other things. Cheshvan can be a flood. The flood started on the 17th of Tammuz, the 17th of Cheshvan. But it's really the goodness, if we use restriction in the way we deal with what comes in our path during the month. While Cheshvan is referred to as Mar Cheshvan, bitter Cheshvan, we have the opportunity through restriction to transform the Mar into Ram, Reshmem. Reshmem, Ram, means elevated. Akrav, Cheshvan, can be elevated by removing the Kar in the Akrav, the middle two letters, Kuf and Resh, that spell the word Kar, leaving us with the letters Ayin and Bet, the Gematria 72, the level of Chochmah, the level of wisdom. All of this is available for us to take control and manifest during Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. We hope, we pray, we wish that all transform Mar Cheshvan into Ram Cheshvan. Does anybody have any questions before I start reading from the Zohar tonight? We are reading from Bereshit A, section 9, Let There Be Lights. We're talking about the fourth day of creation, the day that the sun and the moon were created. Almost nobody ever asks the question, when you learn it as a little kid, or even as you learn it as a Baal Tshuva as an adult, well, there was creation. The first day, God said, let there be light, and there was light. Creation, lights. Fourth day of creation, God created the sun and the moon. How do you have light without the sun? Did you ever ask the question? I didn't until I read it in the Zohar. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu konenei aleinu maaseh yadeinu konenehu. Vayomer Elokim yehi meyorot vegomer. Me'arot chased itberei chasvira le'rav yeh devatar v'itgedez dehiru or kadma'a itberei kalipa le'mocha v'hahi kalipa itpashat v'ape kalipa achara Kevan v'nafkat salka v'nachata matat l'gabei anpei zutre v'at l'itzdavaka v'chou itztaira v'gavaihu v'la be'at l'afrasha menaihu afrash l'akadosh baruchu Mitaman v'nachetla etatakad beradam Begin liatkana chai b'chai alma. Excuse me. And Elohim said, let there be luminaries. The Hebrew word is me'orot. Bereshit chapter 1 verse 14. The word me'arot is written here with defective spelling, meaning without the letter vav. This means that the children's disease croup, or diphtheria, was created. Because without vav, me'arot means curses. As in the verse, the curse, the Hebrew is me'arat, of Hashem, is in the house of the wicked, a verse from Proverbs, Mishlei. For after the illumination of the primordial light was concealed, the skull, the Hebrew klipa of the brain, was created. This klipa expanded and brought forth another klipa. As soon as the klipa went forth, it ascended and descended until it reached the small face, which is Zeranpin. It wanted to cleave to it and become part of its form. It refused completely to be separated from it. When the Holy One, blessed be He, created Adam, He separated it from there, and the klipa descended below to the level of Malchut only, in order to fix it in this world on the level of Malchut alone and not above it. Deep understandings. Creation is not perfect. It is expressed in the word me'arot, luminaries. By spelling it without the vav, it tells us it's not complete. It's not yet perfect. It's our job to make that completion. It's our job to help the moon grow to the level of the sun and fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah that when the moon grows to the level of the sun, together they will grow to be seven times. The prophecy in Isaiah is not truly understood by myself. We will see how it manifests. I'm looking forward to the events. Verse 99, Kevan dechamat lechava deka mitabeka masit rodi adam deshapiru tilela vechamat deyovna shalim Parcham itamanuvat kemil kadmin leit tabaka. Siyan po zutrei nun natrei tarin dil ela shavku la nazaf kadosh baruchub ba yatel abashi pule yama. When the Klipa saw Eve clinging to the side of Adam, who represented the beauty of above, and saw in them the complete form, it flew up from its place at the level of Malchut, and wanted to cling to the small faces of Adam and Eve as before. However, the guards at the gates did not allow the Klipa to cling to them. The Holy One, blessed be He, scolded it and cast it into the depths of the sea. This language is all metaphorical. Chapter 1 of Bereshit describes the 7 days of creation, 6 days of creation and Malch and Shabbat. It says that Adam and Eve were created on the sixth day. In the second chapter of Bereshit, we reverse that process. Instead of the heavens being mentioned first, the earth is mentioned first, and then the Adam and Eve being created, and so forth. But it's truly a repetition of the first chapter in the sense of the process. Chapter 1 represents direct light, the light coming down. Chapter 2 represents returning light. There are many other metaphors involved in this, one of which is that in chapter 1, Adam was initially created back to back, not side to side, not front to front, not independent. Adam and Eve were created in unity, back to back. Elsewhere, the Zohar explains that the Klipa, or maybe it's this verse, the Klipa could not hold to their fronts, only to their back. And since they were back to back, there was no space, no empty space for the negative side, for the Klipa, the shell, to attach itself. That's what this verse is alluding to. Verse 100. Ve'yat v'atchtaman adchata adam ve'intete k'deina pekla kadosh baruch hu m'shipulei yama v'shalta al kol inun rav ye'ape zutra Ivne Neshad Eat Chazun Leitana Shabachove Yavuchon Vihi Azla Meshatta Yalmakaravat Latare Gimelayan Diara Dech Bechamat Keruvim Natre Tare De Gimelayan V'yadvat aman legabei hahu lachat chacherev v'gindihi nafkat besitra dehahu lachat. The Klipa sat there in the depth of the sea until Adam and his wife sinned. Then the Holy One, blessed be He, took the Klipa out from the depths of the sea. It took control over all those babies who are the small faces of people who deserve punishment for the sins of their fathers. Remember, the small faces is Zerampin. And the fathers are the reincarnations of someone who has done a negative action. It wandered around the world, approached the gates of the terrestrial Garden of Eden, saw the cherubs, the two angels, or maybe more, guarding the gates of the garden, and sat down near the bright blade of the sword from which it had originally emerged. Metaphorical. But it's explaining how we come into this world with baggage, with actions that we did in our previous life that are hanging around in the metaphysical world waiting to find us. They've been told to wait. They've been told, no, he still has more time. Let him do tshuva. Give him that opportunity. Let's inject the mercy. Stay up here some more. But they're coming. All those negative actions are coming back to us. Unless we do tshuva. Unless we change the cassette that we are in. Those actions are coming to find us. Will you be the same so they can find you? Or will you change so they can no longer see you because you're not the same person? Bashata hadehahulahat itapaharkat umshotetet bialma ishtachat lavye teitchazun leitanasha bechaikat bechouktelet lon vedaihu Bigriu desichara deazerat nechora vedameorot kadit yaled kayin lo yachla leit tabeka ve vatar it karevat vechade violidat rufim letifin. When the bright blade of the revolving sword changed to judgment, the Klipa fled and wandered around the world and found babies due to be punished. It is called the bright blade of a revolving sword because it revolves and changes back and forth between mercy and judgment. The Klipa laughed with the babies and then killed them. It did this during the waning of the moon as its light diminished. This is why Me'arot is spelled without the letter Vav, which means curses. When Cain was born, the Klipa was unable to cling to him, but later it approached him, cleaved to him, and bore from him spirits and flying spirits. An interesting history that's never read anywhere else unless somewhere in the Midrashim, but I've not seen it or heard of it. A very interesting history. Verse 102. Adam mea udlatin shenin shimesh beruchin nukvin ad yachtat nama umigoy shapiru dila ta'u b'nei ha'elohim batra aza ve'azael ve'olidat minayhu mina itpashtu ruchin bishin v'shedin v'bialma v'inu nazlin v'mishotin b'leilya v'azlin bialma v'chaykan b'ivne nasha v'avdeilon dioshtun kiri ukol atar diashkechan v'ne nasha naimin Yechidayin beveta sharan alayhu v'achidan lonu mita bekan becho v'nat le minayhu teutal v'olidean minayhu v'tu pagin be'bemarin Velayada Vekalda Bigriu Visihara. Adam had intercourse with female spirits for 130 years until Ne'ama came. Just so that you truly understand these metaphors, 130 is the gematria of both the word Sulam, meaning ladder, and Sinai, meaning the place of revelation. Because of her beauty, she led the sons of Elohim, Azza and Azael, astray. She bore them all sorts of new kinds of klipa. Evil spirits and demons spread out from her into the world. They wander around the world during the night, deriding human beings and causing nocturnal pollution. Wet dreams for those of us in the Western world. Wherever they find men sleeping alone in their own homes, they hover over them and cling to them, arousing lustful desires and having offspring by them. Now we have a different understanding of why a man should not masturbate. Me'arot kad ittakanat sihara ithapkan advan imrat Hashem serufa magen hu leko hachosim bo magen hu al kol inun ruchin bishin v'kastirin dim shote bi'alma bigriu dila lekol inun diachidan be behem nute de kadosh baruch hu. When the moon is restored, the letters mem aleph resh tav in the word me'arot, which means curses, are turned into aleph mem resh tav imrit. This is according to the secret of the verse. The word of Hashem, the Hebrew is Imrat, is tried. He is a shield to all those who trust in him. Tehillim chapter 18. He is a shield for all those who hold fast to their faith in the Holy One, blessed be he, against all those evil spirits and prosecutors who wander through the world at the time the light of the moon is diminishing. An interesting process that this world goes through. The moon goes through the cycle. The new moon to the full moon. Every day, the light of the moon increases. The light reflected from the sun to the earth increases until it reaches full moon, and then it begins to decline. During the decline, there is an increased view, activity, by the negative side. As the light diminishes, they gain strength. Verse 104. Shlomo Malka Kad Nachit Leamka Ne'egoz Adiktiv El Ginat Egoz Yarati natal kalipa de egoza veistakal bekol inun kalipin veada de kol inun inugin tehan huruchin kalipin de egoza lav ihu ela veita beka bivne nasha Ulista Avlon Dikti Vita Anugot Bene Adam Shida Veshidot. King Solomon penetrated the depth of the secret of the nut, as it is written, I went down into the garden of nuts, a verse from Shir HaShirim, chapter 6. He took hold of the shell of the klipah of the nut and looked at all its layers. He came to realize that the main pleasure of the spirits in the shell of the nut was just to cling to human beings and defile them. As it is written, and the delights of the sons of men, women, very many, the Hebrew is shidot, which is plural for the sheds, for the demons. And the delights of the sons of men, women, very many, Kohelet, chapter 2. This means that the demons, the shedim, take pleasure only in human beings. The verse in Kohelet says that the delights of people, the delights of men, is to have very many women. I have never read that verse in that way before. Verse 105. Tu ta'anuge b'nei adam demitange b'shein ta delelya nafka menai hu shida hushidot v'kola itzterich kadosh baruch hu v'mivre b'alma u'atkana alma v'ho v'kola mocha l'goy v'kama Kalipin Kafya Lemocha Vekol Elma Kechai Gavna Ela Vetata. This verse also means that male and female demons are born from the pleasure human beings enjoy during their sleep at night. It was necessary for the Holy One, blessed be He, to create and supply the world with everything, including the klipot. So everything can be compared to the nut. Just as the inner part of the nut is surrounded by many layers of shells, the inner parts of all the worlds are similarly surrounded by many layers above and below, in the supernal worlds and in this world, as will be explained. The physical nut we can learn by studying its construction. We can learn about the construction of the worlds. Remember, this is a hologram, the general and the specific. We learn the rules of the general applied to the specific, or the rules of the specific applied to the general. We understand that every way we look at a hologram, we see the same view. The same thing is true when we're talking about the creation. The nut is a metaphor, but it's also a very real example of the way creation works. There are klipot. There are shells that attach themselves to light, to pleasure. Look inside a nut and understand the way the world works. Verse 106. Meresh raza din kuda ila'a ad sofa dekol dargin kalho ihu dalagoy minda Dalagoy minda ad ish dekach dechai kalipa dechai vechai lechai. From the beginning of the secret of the supernal point, which is Arikanpin, to the end of all grades, they are all intertwined. So each and every one is a klipa to the other. A klipa is like a covering or an outer layer, just as a shell is a covering for a fruit. And every person is a channel from the light to every other person. Every person can be a klipa, a sucker of energy. Every beast person can be a klipa, a covering of the inner beauty and essence of another person. Every person has part of every other person within him. When that person changes, then all of the klipot disappear. Meaning the other people who are representing the klipa for him change. They're no longer klipot for him. Verse 107. Nikuda kadma'a hu nechiru panima'a delet le shira lamindad zikivku tadak hiku vanahyu dile ad it pashat pashitu vahahu pashitu tehahi nikuda itaved chad Hekala leitla besha hahi nekuda mechiru tela yadia liski uzikuka dile. The primal point, which is Arikanpin, is the internal light whose purity, translucency, and cleanness are beyond comprehension. When the expansion spreads beyond Arikanpin, which is the point, this expansion of that point becomes a chamber for the purpose of covering that point. The light of that point is incomprehensible because of its great purity. The endless light was simple, meaning there was no different in any aspect. There was no thick or thin. There was no hard or soft. There was no sweet. There was no sour. Everything was simple. Everything was pleasure. The purity of the light of Ein Sof is indescribable. The Tzimtzum created the line which changed the attribute of the light, the essence of the light, so that there were grades within the light. These grades purity became less pure. Purity and less pure represent a frame of judgment. Because how do you say something is less pure? Well, it's clear, there's dust on it. No. You evaluate to say, I see dust. You make judgment to say something is less pure. In the Ein Sof, there was no even indication of you deserve and you don't deserve. Everybody received what was pleasurable to them. Verse 108. Hey kaladihu levusha lehahu nekuda Sitima ihu nehiru delet leshira ve'im kolda lav dakik v'zakik nihu techahi nekuda kadma atamir v'ganiz hahu hekala itpashat pashitu or kadma v'hahu pashitu Ihu levusha lehahu hekala dakik v'zakik v'nima'a yatir. The chamber, which is Abba and Ima, which covers the concealed point, which is Arikanpin, is a light that has no limits. This means that the light of the chamber is also unknown and inconceivable. Nevertheless, it is not as pure and subtle as the light of the primal point, Arikanpin, which is hidden and concealed. This chamber issues forth an expansion of the primal light. And it is written, and Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. Bereshit chapter 1 verse 3. This expansion, which is called Israel, Saba, and Tuvanah, is a covering for that pure and subtle chamber, namely Abba and Ima, which is more internal than Israel, Saba, and Tuvanah. These terms, Israel, Saba, and Tuvanah, are terms used in Kabbalah. They're aspects of the Sefirot, but they never appear on the glyph. They're not easily understood or easily explained, so I'm not going to try. Verse 109. Mikan uchala it pashat da peda ve'id labash da peda ad ishtakach da levusha leda velda vleda da mocha veda kalipa v'yafal gav deda levusha ita ve'irihu mocha v'darga achara v'kola kegavna da itaved hake letata ad ki betzelem da ihu barnash b'chai alma mocha uklipa rucha v'gufa v'kola ihu tikuna di alma. From here, Israel Saba and Tuvanah, from here on, each one expanded within the other and became enclosed by one another, until all the grades enclosed one another. One was the inner part and the other the outer layer. Though one is a garment in relation to what is above it, it has also become the inner aspect of another grade, a grade that is below it. So Abba and Ima, which are considered a garment for Arikanpin, become the inner part and the internal aspect of Israel Saba and Tevunah. Thus Israel Saba and Tevunah, which form a garment for Abba and Ima, become the inner part for Zeranpin. Thus Zeranpin, which is a garment for Israel Saba and Tevunah, become the inner part for his female principle. The same thing occurred below in the lower worlds of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. The female principle of Atzilut is enclosed within Briah, and Briah within Yetzirah, and Yetzirah within Asiyah. Accordingly, the Neshama in a man is enclosed within the Ruach, and the Ruach within the Nefesh, and the physical body. In this image, the human being exists in this world with an inner part and an outer shell, which correspond to a spirit and a body. All this is for the perfection of the world. We have just described the Tree of Life before the Tzimtzum, the Tree of Life in a straight line that descends from Keter to Chokmah to Bina to Zeranpin to Malchut. This descent, this direct descent, this gradual descent, descent from higher to lower, is teaching us about relativity. The garment of one is the inner essence of another, but the garment and the inner essence are the same thing. Zeron Pin is a garment for Bina. Bina is the inner essence of Zeron Pin. Hard to understand, hard to think about, hard to make sense of in a world of gray. But the spiritual worlds have no gray. The spiritual worlds have cause and effect. They have something is on or something is off. There's no middle ground. The middle ground comes from our perception and our illusion that there is no relativity. We must define what we speak of. That's what Kabbalah gives us, a language. That's what physics fails to give us, a language. Relativity. We'll speak of it more. Verse 110. Kad chavat sichara v'shim shabit v'kuta chada chavat sichara b'inchiru kevan de'it parsha min shimsha v'it pakdat al chelacha azarat gama azarat nechora v'it berun kalipin al kalipin Ligni zu democha, lekola tikuna, democha viad, yehi meorot chaser, lekolda leit vetikuna, vialma vedahu, diktiv lechair al haares. When the moon was united with the sun had its own light. Let me rephrase that. When the moon was united with the sun had its own light. But after the moon was separated from the sun, it descended to the world of Briah and was placed in charge of the hosts of Briah. It belittled itself and diminished its own light. So klipot upon klipot were created, one above the other, to conceal the inner part. All this occurred to complete the light of the inner part, because without a shell, no fruit can be had. This is the reason why it is written, let there be luminaries without a vav, which means a curse. Because of the klipot that emerged due to the diminution of the light of the moon. All this was done for the perfection of the world. Therefore, it is written, to give light upon the earth, Bereshit chapter 1, verse 15, as these klipot emerged in the secret of the shell that precedes the fruit. The klipah were created on the fourth day. They were created because the moon diminished herself. When the moon diminished itself, the klipah could be, we could become aware of the klipah. The light never changes, but klipot, the shells, veil the light to the lower level, to that perception. That's the end of the section, number 9. We're also out of time, so does anyone have any questions before we leave? Before I wish you Shabbat Shalom. Before I remind you of the 21 spaces in the scroll. 7 represent the right column. 7 represent the left column. And 7 represent the balance between the two. Shabbat Shalom.